This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Protesters flocked to Myanmar's city of Mandalay Monday despite a chilling message from the junta that confrontation would cost more lives. Businesses shut on Monday in a general strike called to oppose the military coup as thousands of protesters gathered in towns and cities. State-owned media MRTV warned protesters against action on Monday. On Saturday, two more protesters were killed when police opened fire in Mandalay, marking the bloodiest day in the campaign for the restoration of democracy. A young protester died in the hospital Friday after she was shot in the head on February 9th. Federal aviation regulators are ordering United Airlines to step up inspection of all Boeing 777s equipped with the type of engine that suffered a catastrophic failure over Denver Saturday. United says it is temporarily removing those aircraft from service. The announcements came a day after United Airlines Flight 328 had to make an emergency landing at Denver International Airport after its right engine blew apart just after takeoff. The National Transportation Safety Board said in a separate statement that two of the engine's fan blades were fractured, although the agency did caution that it was too early to draw conclusions about how that happened. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog says that Iran will begin offering its inspectors less access, but will still allow the agency to monitor its atomic program. Rafael Grossi made the comments on arrival to Vienna late Sunday night. He was careful to say that there still would be the same number of inspectors, but there would be things that we lose. He did not offer any specifics. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. now stands at the brink of 500,000 deaths from the coronavirus. A year into the pandemic, America's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, calls the looming milestone horrible and historic. The running total of lives lost, as compiled by Johns Hopkins University, was about 499,000 late Sunday. That's roughly the population of Kansas City, Missouri, and just shy of the size of Atlanta, Georgia. The first known deaths from the virus in the U.S. were early February 2020 in California. The death toll has now reached 400,000 on January 19th in the waning hours in office for former U.S. President Donald Trump. Senior Chinese diplomat Wang Yi on Monday called on the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden to work with Beijing to reopen dialogue between the two countries to restore a bilateral relationship damaged under the presidency of Donald Trump. Wang, a Chinese state counselor and foreign minister, said the Trump administration's actions to suppress and contain China inflicted immeasurable harm and called on Washington to remove tariffs on Chinese goods and abandon what he said was an irrational suppression of the Chinese tech sector. The comments came with the bilateral relationship at its lowest in decades. Washington and Beijing have clashed on multiple fronts, including trade, accusations of human rights crimes against the Uyghur Muslim minorities, and Beijing's territorial claims in the resource-rich South China Sea. New Zealand on Monday marked 10 years since an earthquake struck its South Island city of Christchurch, killing 185 people, injuring thousands, and leaving a trail of destruction. At 12:51 p.m. on February 22nd, the 6.3 magnitude earthquake struck close to Christchurch City at a depth of 5 kilometers. Although not as strong as a magnitude 7.1 quake, which hit the area less than 6 months earlier, its shallow depth and proximity to the city center resulted in widespread damage. Hundreds of people gathered at a memorial wall in Christchurch, observed a minute's silence, and flags flew at half-mast. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said that it was a time to look ahead with the hope for the future of New Zealander's second-largest city. Again, New Zealand on Monday marking 10 years since an earthquake struck its a South Island city of Christchurch, killing 185. That occurred on February 22nd of 2011. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.